Day, it's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I hope you're having a great November day in Muskoka. However, I was looking at my garden the other day, and you know, I don't cut down every perennial in the fall anymore. I used to sort of scalp it. As in nature, many perennials find that their dying leaves protect them from the cold, and they provide a natural fertilizer. And let's talk about which perennials to tackle, which to leave, as well as when and how to cut back perennials properly. Now, it's obviously it's time or past time to have pulled out those annual flowers. They're one-hit wonders and turn back and die after the first frost. When it comes to perennials, don't be in a rush to cut things down. Hold off until after we've had several hard frosts. Even if the flowers or leaves are dead, the roots are reclaiming energy from that dying plant for healthy regrowth in the spring. Technically, very few plants must be cut down in the fall. We enjoy leaving as many flowering seed heads standing as possible to add that early winter interest, as well as to feed the birds in the colder weather. If you follow nature's lead, the decomposing leaves not only insulate the plant during the winter freeze and thaws, but also decompose to provide excellent and free fertilizer, saving you time and money in the spring. However, there are some cultivated plants which are more susceptible to problems with the old foliage and the dying stems when they're left to rot. Diseases can overwinter in dead foliage, as can slugs and other pests. Old stems can also get battered about by fall and winter winds, which will damage the plant's crowns and roots. Also, always cut back any infected or diseased plants. Badly damaged or infested foliage should be cut back and removed way from your garden. Don't compost it. There's a few perennials we do recommend that you cut back. And things like bee balm and phlox are both prone to powdery mildew, so cut them all the way back once the flowers have finished. Peonies are good to cut if they have a fungal disease on them. It stops it from spreading. Gather a handful of stems and cut them off 2 to 3 inches above the soil. Hosta foliage, after a hard frost, including any leaves on the ground, as they can harbor slug eggs and prevent new spring growth. Don't cut the leaves all off, or all the way to the ground them. Instead, leave about 2 to 3 inches on each stem, standing to protect the crown of the hosta during the winter. Bearded iris need a clean garden bed to stay disease-free. The iris borers eggs over winter on leaves and stems of the mother plant. By cutting the leaves back and destroying them, you can help reduce or even eliminate these borers from your garden. Do wait until after the first frost, because the Irish borer moth stays quite active until then. Now, if it bothers you to keep the dead and dying perennials standing in your garden bed, I know it does some people, there's a list of perennials that can be cut down in the autumn. Basically, most plants that flower in early spring or summer could and should be cut down in the fall. Things like the bearded iris and the bee balm we mentioned, campanula, catmint, clematis, columbine, coreopsis, delphinium, daylilies even, the hardy geraniums, peony, phlox, salvia, Shasta daisy, sunflowers, veronica, yarrow, you get the idea. After several hard frosts, remove any spent flowers and stems by cutting the stems off near the base of the plant, allowing the crown, that's the base of the plant, to remain. Bypass pruners are probably preferred because they make a nice clean cut through the stem of the plant, whereas if you use those anvil pruners, they crush the stem and leave a bit more damage behind. I like to leave about 6-inch stubs so I can find the plants the next spring. Don't go any lower than 2-inch stubs. You don't want to accidentally dig up your plants that emerge late, like butterfly weed or rose mallow or the balloon flower. You'll be less likely to dig them accidentally if they appear in spring, if you can see a portion of their stalks. Now, some late summer or fall perennials and biennials may have already started to form leaves for the next year at the base of the plant. Examples include things like yarrow, foxglove, Shasta daisies, and even globe thistle. When cutting these back, be sure to leave these rosettes of green. Cut off the stalks without disturbing the new growth. And after cutting your plants back, apply a light mulch. Then wait to feed until spring for healthy growth. It's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.